We're in a season of great outpouring of the Spirit. The day spring from on high is visiting us through the tender mercies of our God. Draw near with an open heart to receive the blessings of our God through His servant, Pastor Dimeji Elubadebo. Be revived.
Can we pray? Let's fetch thoughts from the Word this morning. I want everybody to pray in the Spirit. Start by praying the Spirit while putting all those things that have been taught this morning before your mind, drawing grace from them. Receive supply of the Spirit. When you pray with tongues, all you are doing is that you are generating spiritual energy to walk in what you have heard this morning. Can you pray? Pray with tongues. And as you are praying in tongues, envision everything that you heard this morning and begin to see them downplay in your life. See them find expression in your life. Kambora netabaka. Merugogajaba. Purune sefekabaya. Mano gedebreni safaya. Estafaya. Menefafaya. Omenefaya. Jamenefaya. Amenetifaya. Rekatamenifaya. Stando, banda, rosta, bashia, koloma, repenga, samonga, jabonga, repenga, sabonga, reka de breni susubenia, gajojumenia, la brania, la bacadosa, oge de frepepepepe, coca jojumeni, suffragene mata, rakata peperugene, susuvenigene, benishumenia, la brania, tabata. Raka kaparude se frepe pepe koko jojumeni ya la brakata. Krapa koko jojumeni sufrepe keke lebroni ya tabaka. Raka paparuge demeni susuvini gini breni ya tabaka. Raka ta paparuge jojumeni ya frepe pepe koko demeni ya tabaka. Raka ta paragadumeni ya koko jojumeni ya tabaka. Lord, I receive grace to press into a lifestyle of communion every day. I withdraw myself from the busyness of this world. I receive strength and grace to grow every day in the power of the Holy Spirit. Can we begin to thank the Lord this morning? Thank the Lord this morning. Give Him thanks. Give Him praise. Give Him all the glory. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Hallelujah. The purpose of this teaching is not to condemn you or to make you feel that you are not a spiritual guru, but to empower you with wisdom on growing your communion with the Lord progressively. That's the idea. First thing I want to say is, and I want to say that again, you ended with that, is that communion is a byproduct of doctrine. All right? Very important. I'm saying this is very important because there are schools of thoughts of communion that outside doctrine. And like I've taught you before, if there's communion outside doctrine, if there's anything called communion outside doctrine, I don't really believe it's accurate. But let's say if there's anything of communion outside sound New Testament doctrine, it will end up being emotional. All right, so you can feel spooky. We are still talking about that with some of my daughters yesterday at Tilola, she had fellowship with some school of thoughts before she joined this church. And we're talking, of course, I knew about some of those portals, entering portal, all those kind of stuff. One of my daughters here told me that she encountered Angel Gabriel. You understand? All those kind of stuff. Very common. You are laughing, but there's a school of thought that opens that. And so you have emotional and then, or not just emotional, illusional. Not just emotional or spooky dimensions of fellowship. It will also be illusional. All right? There will be a lot of illusions. All right? By the time I listened to some of those guys, that time that portal thing was raining. I found out that many of those things were very illusional. When those guys were saying that they were doing what they call spirit trek, or although I don't know what they call the teleporting, I found out that many of them were illusional. I listened. And I asked someone, because someone gave me those messages around that. That was around 2014. So I listened to all those messages. I didn't allow it to enter into this church. It was someone that I respected that gave me. I said, okay, let me listen. Let me check it out. So when I listen, I told Daddy Lirida, I said, don't delete all these messages. Don't allow anybody in this church to hear them. Then I asked the person, I said, how do you initiate this into corporate church life? You know, that question was coming from, you know, there's a question when you ask them. I was looking for an answer. He could not answer it. Because anything that you cannot, can become a corporate reality. You see, if something is New Testament, then it will not be personal alone. Everybody. So I noticed that all those things were not generic. I said, this can't be New Testament. That was why the apostles never taught their encounters as doctrine. You can never see anywhere that they taught the encounters, because encounters happen as the Spirit wills. All right? And Egan gave us that good foundation. That is very important. Okay, just to save, the thing died down, but I know it always comes and goes. All right? You don't need to enter into portal, right? Go through the door. Amen. Like I normally teach you, go through the door. And then do obedience in the body. Do commandments and grow. All right? Ascension is not emotional. Ascension is not illusional. Ascension in the New Testament is the soul growth. There's no distance. It's soul growth. Now, how does the soul grow? By obeying righteousness. Simple. How do you grow? By obeying righteousness. Revelation of righteousness. Or obeying commandments or instructions of the Lord. That comes through doctrine. So it's very important. Doctrine is a foundation. And when I mean doctrine, I am also saying doctrine in a very deeper sense, beyond just knowledge. Doctrine is more than knowledge. Doctrine enters into the spirit of knowledge. Because knowledge alone cannot bring you into communion. You need to go further into the spirit of what you are hearing. So, but it begins with knowledge. Not playing down on knowledge. All right? You need accurate knowledge for accurate fellowship. What did I say? Let's say that one more time. So, but you need to go beyond knowledge into the spirit of knowledge. So that is where, so apostles' doctrine is not just apostles' knowledge. Apostles' doctrine, they were opening the ways of the Holy Ghost. They were opening the life of the Holy Ghost. And because of that, the byproduct of that is that there was now fellowship. All right? They continued steadfastly apostles. So, you know, because apostles encountered Jesus. They experienced Jesus. So, but they had the knowledge or the systematic teaching of Jesus. But they had beyond that. Remember then, in Acts chapter 4, the Bible says that they consider them as ignorant men. But they knew one thing. They had been with Jesus. So that with Jesus is what found expression through their doctrine. The apostles' doctrine was more of not just the knowledge of the systematic principles that make up Jesus, but the experience they had with Jesus. So doctrine is beyond knowledge. All right? You know, we hear church doctrine, doctrine. All those things are not doctrine. Once you touch doctrine, you touch spirit. You touch spirit. What did I say? Are you following me? Then once you touch spirit, you enter fellowship. Apostles' doctrine. And you can see Pastor CG is together. They did not say apostles' doctrine, comma. It means once you have apostles' doctrine, you enter fellowship. You enter fellowship. Yes. They go together. Doctrine and fellowship go together. Doctrine and communion go together. They go together. All right? So both are ways. the opening of God's ways. So it's very important. All right, I think I need to say that. Thank you, Pastor Nesimos, again. But let me just trending like I'm doing every week, all right? So the first breakthrough is to create a culture of God's presence around your soul every day by intentional meditation and pondering on God's word and commandments. Let me say that again, all right? Now, I'm saying this also from my own personal experience. Communion is not that hard when you have taken time to build a lifestyle of daily meditation on the word and the commandments of God. But let me start from meditation of the word, because we are teaching it as a basic culture. So I noticed that over the years I've read the Bible. Then now when I read the Bible now, I don't just read the Bible, I wait on the Bible. And now when I wait on the Bible, I don't just wait on the Bible. When I leave Bible, for instance, maybe I read, now I'm just sharing my personal experience now. When I read the Bible, normally what I do is that I don't just sit for hours studying the Bible. Intermittently, I have breaks. Number one, of course, my wife told me that it's good to be walking around, you know, that sedentary life is not good, you know that. So I take regular strolls. For some that are close in the house, at times you see me come downstairs, walk down, all those things is part of my short breaks while studying. Now, when I go down, what I'm doing is that I am meditating. Right? I am taking my Bible with me. Now, the Bible is, what I mean I'm taking my Bible, not really Bible, I'm taking the thoughts I fetched from my time of waiting on the word with me. So I am ruminating on it. Now, for me, maybe now over the years, when I look back, I just thank the Lord. It has now become a constant thing, almost like next to nature. Yes, no matter what I'm doing. If I'm watching TV, I'm meditating. That time I'm watching TV, my mind does not leave the thoughts of God. So I know that the thing is not hard. It's just that it begins by intentional. So you were telling us about intentional practice. And I'm thinking that I might still have to take a session on this and just define a standard for us. So that, because that's going to help many people to take a good start. It's intentional. But when you do it over a while, because we're taught these things as young Christians, you find out that it's part of your life. You can now take your thoughts every day with you. Just find out that your mind is on God. No matter what you are doing, your mind is on God. Now, when you have a busy schedule, yes, that busy schedule may want to ruffle it. Because you see, you need your mind to work. Sure, you know. How many of you know that? So, but you see, the good thing about intentional meditation that now flows into nature and lifestyle is that once you have mastered it, all right, and all that mastering also, it comes also by loving the word. You just love. I know, you know, I just look back that how did I come into that as a person? I found out that Pastor CJ, as a teenager, I loved the Bible. It starts by love. You can't meditate on something you don't love or you don't value. It will be difficult. If I say, okay, just be thinking about it every day, you have to pray that God should make you fall in love with His word. I think there should be a scripture like that somewhere, you know, maybe in Psalm 119. Yes, you must have that. It begins there, because if you don't love it, sir, if we give you a rule, meditate 15 minutes a day, you will not do it. You can start for 2 weeks. You will not be able to continue. But when you love it, that just love for the word helps you to be able to carry that thought. Just think about a sister that you love. All right? Am I talking? Or a brother that you love. Some of you that fall in love, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So, but you know that when you are in love with someone, all right, distance is not a barrier. Distance is not a barrier. The person is always with you. You always think about them all the time. All right? You think about them all the time. And at times when you think about them, you are even smiling and laughing with yourself. In fact, I can tell you, for some of us, our couples at times, when I think about my wife, you know, and maybe I send her a message, I just with just saying I love you and all that. At times, even the thoughts is bodily. The love touches my body. Yes, it's also bodily. At times, it's not just an emotional thing. Your body also partakes of that thought of love. That at times, what you are just thinking is just to hug your wife at that time. So intimacy with the Lord is that palpable. But it starts by you loving the word. So what's your first prayer? Pray that you fall in love with his word. And so there's no way, Pastor, if you said, I'm not saying it's bad what you taught us, like set time for meditation. I have set time for exercise and I did not do it. I will do it at times, but I won't do it at times. Sure, you get what I'm saying? Yes. That's the problem with man. Our problem is that we make rules and we break them again. We know how to break rules very well. How many of you have done things that you set alarm for 4? No, I'm not saying you did not do it. Tell me. You are supposed to set it up for 4 every day. How many times did you wake up by 4? Okay? Very few people. We are masters at making and breaking laws. And that is why God changed the template in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it was external. God said, okay, the only way I can help these people, let me write it in their hearts. Let the thing come from inside. Right? Now, it is not what they are building from outside. It is what they can find grace from the inside. That's why Holy Ghost came inside us. Sorry, that is the alarm. Now, I'm not playing down on what doing anything physical. It's good. You need it. But I'm only talking about in a sense of continuity. If to continue something, it has to happen from inside. I know what I'm talking about. So pray first. God, let me fall in love with you. If you read Bible and you are sleeping, you don't love it. You don't sleep on what you love. I remember those days when I stopped watching season film. Since. I think the last season film, I won't lie to you know, I'm a very sincere preacher. Some preachers don't talk about this, but me, I'll talk about it. I think the last season film I watched was Merlin. How many of you like that Merlin? Merlin. In a time of dragons. There was one. I watched that Melissa. I was always looking. After Merlin, I stopped. I said, this thing. Merlin will just mem me, you know. Because the problem with season is that it takes your commitment for a long period of time. That's about. If you want to watch a movie, watch it and forget it. For me, when I watch movie, ask people around me. I forget movie. They know me very well. If I watch movie now, Pastor, ask me tomorrow. I say I've forgotten. Immediately I watch movie. You know what? You know, just like you install something on your hard drive. I go there, I click it, delete it. I have forgotten. Maybe I've watched one movie before I want to watch it again based on the fact that maybe I learned something. My mom said, "Don't worry." I said, "Unnecessary that you can't believe me. I've forgotten. Totally. Yes. I've forgotten. I don't remember. Isaac, you can. They know now. Mom, then when one time I was asking me something about one movie, I said, but we watched that movie. I said, I've forgotten. At that time, it was just entertainment, just for relaxation. After relaxation, I forget it. Same thing with music. I've been doing boxing recently, and I use punching bag. You know this song? What song did I use for my punching bag? Survival. You know that Okogan song? Some of you don't know Okogan. Oh, you don't know Okoga? Gen Z don't know Okoga. Wow. You don't know Oxta. In my own time, he was like, man, I talk we know Okoga now. Aha. So there was this, when Okoga used to enter, there's a song, gang, 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 gang. So there's no, so I use it for boxing. But sir, after I finish boxing, gang, 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 does not, I don't do gang, gang, gang during the day. It dies that time. Now, how over the years you have trained yourself to have habits or things that take over your mind. So it's possible. It's just every day. But for me, I'm teaching from my experience. Now I'm not teaching from book. Alright? So that you can relate with it. It began by falling in love with the word. That's the thing. Fall in love with the word. It's easy to carry God into your day. Carry God into your walk. Carrying God while you are meditating. While you are walking or doing anything through the day. All right, so that's it starts there. That's number one. Number two, I want to say this to complement what Pastor said, and very important. God's destination is your heart, but God needs your mind. Now, let me say that again. God's destination is where? But he needs your mind. The reason is because, you see, that your mind is where the warfare is. So God needs your mind. To get the mind, now for all of us, even myself inclusive, there are still warfare that go at times in my mind. Right? But I know that God needs my mind to get into my heart. So now, how does God get that mind? All right? Let's see Colossians chapter 3. Thank God. Okay, I'll get here too. I wrote Hebrews 8:2 as part of the scriptures. You need to learn to set your mind daily on God. All right? Like I said, pray the prayer of you falling in love with God's word. But God needs your mind. Because your mind is where there's where you have thoughts. And God needs your thoughts. Because a time will come when you begin to even pray through your thoughts. That's where Brother Lawrence got to. I mean, in some of his experience, you know that he had deep communion. You pray through your thoughts. Even your thoughts is prayer. All right? So, but God needs your thoughts. So, for many of us, our problem is our thoughts. Irokuro. You know what I'm talking about? Aha. Uh-huh. So, that is where we still have to still come back to the place of word. To renew the mind. Or to begin to change our thought processes. Right? Before I come here, of course, Pastor quoted a scripture. Very important. Philippians 4 verse 8. Let's go there. That will come here. Are we all here? Are we all here? This teaching is very, very important too. Please, I'm praying. Nobody should miss this teaching, no? Because it's going to really revolutionize our walk with God. All right? Now, finally, brethren, look at it. Whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely. Look at that. Whatever things are of what? If there be what? If there be what? Think on these things. So there are things to think on. Think on these things. Think on these things. Now, an Old Testament word for that, common with the Psalms, is ponder. Selah. Like I've taught you before, that word Selah, it has three words. It has many, it's a compound word. But it means to meditate, to think, to muse over something. You know, amusement park. What a major word there is muse. To wonder or to be entertained. All right? Allow God's word to entertain your mind. Ponder on God's word. Be amused by God's word. All right? And at times, when you wait on the word and you begin to break into understanding, one of the things that amuses you is revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge is the juice of the Bible. When people don't have revelation knowledge, they don't like Bible. But at times, the thing is that you need to begin first, then you now break into revelation knowledge. And like I said, for some of us here, it's even easier for you because you are receiving from revelationary ministers. So already you have the revelation before you even go into the Bible. So it's now easier because now you have revelation impartation. You can now go into scriptures. By the time you go into it, you know what you now begin to see? Your own Holy Ghost now begins to personalize that revelation for you. And then you now begin to, it is now begins to become joy. Oh, wow, this thing. Oh, so this thing is real. I'm seeing something. You get excited. Then, when you have revelation of God's word, and the joy of revelation and understanding is opening to you, it's easy to meditate on it. The reason why you think about a girl you love is because you love the girl. It's an emotion. It touches your core.
So you cannot help it. Say, I cannot help thinking about you. I've been thinking about you. Ooh. Baby, I've been thinking about you. God wants you to think about him too like that. All right? So now, shall you understand this now? So let's now go to Colossians 3. So the one set your affection on in the Greek is phronero. All right? Because it's a compound word. Colossians 3 verse 1, verse 2. Set your affection. So it is not set your affection. It is set your, in the Greek, the word set your affection is together. So it's the word phronero, and it means to think on. To have understanding, to think on, to have understanding. I think I wrote some stuff down. It means also to come into an opinion. It's coming to an opinion. Come into an opinion of things above. Bible is interesting. So we set our minds by daily study and meditation of God's word. We are not above that. None of us, even myself inclusive. We set our minds daily. It means you are resetting your mind. You know what I call mind resetting. You need mind resetting. Particularly when you have issues with certain thought processes. Maybe you have something that hijacks your thought processes. It might be thoughts of bitterness, thoughts of immorality. Now, if you have thoughts of immorality, you have to trace it. You have to first break the link. If you are actively maybe doing something that fails that, you have to break the link. You go off movies. You go off. You know, I've told some people, you can change your phone to Tonosobe because you want to save your soul. There's no pride having an Android phone. If you know that your problem is that when you're on the phone, you get into websites that always makes you go into pornography or, you know, today even social media is not safe. Even comedy today can be pornographic. And some of those things now triggers thoughts that makes you go into some immoral world. Just first break the link. Then after that, you now need to delete the word that is has been inside. That one is now by constructive meditation of the word over a period of time. But you have broken the link. So there's no how. Some things will not leave your mind where you are still feeding your mind on it. It's just a simple thing. I mean, programmers, you understand what I'm talking about. You are imputing something. Regularly. The thing we always have output. Now, output means that it is already governing your life. You will be tempted to be immoral or carry out immoral acts if you are still feeding yourself with immoral things. I don't know if I'm making any sense. I know that some of us here still have those challenges, okay? I'm not doing altar call, don't worry, but I know. I'm feeling right now that some of you still have problems. You have pools. First, break the link. If you are really serious, you don't want to do all those stuffs again. Break the link first. Go and change your phone. Because your phone is where they feed you with those stuff. Go and change your phone. Go and buy a phone that doesn't have Facebook. You will not die. See, listen. Listen to me. You can call and you can send texts. I don't know if it's good. It was possible that there's a phone that had only WhatsApp. You can chat and it would have just been good. But you don't have any other thing apart from WhatsApp. Another thing I can advise you now, speaking as a pastor, go and get what I call app block. Block out all those things. If you cannot buy a Tonosobe phone. Amen. I hope some people are hearing me. They are not answering me. Some people are not serious of change. They don't say they want to change, but they won't do anything. You just remain in that place. Go and get an app block. Block out Facebook. Block out Instagram. Block out YouTube. You just have only WhatsApp. You know WhatsApp at times, you can't really WhatsApp something. It's too much cheese inside. And if WhatsApp is disturbing, block it out. So just have something that you are just using to receive and all that. If that's your problem. Because you have to cut links. I don't know if I'm making any sense. I've not said what I really wanted to say. This one took my time. I feel that we have some people that have that problem. All right? We have some of us here that have that problem. And that's for you. Just block it out. And then now begin to reset your mind daily. You are now resetting. So what is that resetting? Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. So we set our minds daily by study and meditation of God's word, God's thoughts, and God's promises. All right? This includes praying intermittently in tongues. All right? This includes praying intermittently with tongues. So I've talked about that. Pastor Onesimus, I think, also mentioned that today. Once in a while, you just pray with tongues intermittently in the day while you are meditating on the word. And you have cut off these things. All right? You have cut them off. There was a time I did that heart block. It was good. It was Theophilus that did it for me. All right? So there's heart block app on the phone. You can get it. It helps you to be able to at least minimize distractions. All of us have distractions from time to time. And I think that for generally, as a generation, phone can constitute or is it not even say can. It is the major distraction. The major distraction, you know. A little here, a little there. You know those little entering into phone. And of course, like I said, it's understandable because we have activity on the phone. Some of you, your office is on your phone. Your mails are on your phone. Whatever, you know, important things are there. You need to make transactions. You need to get transactions. Fine. So, but those other things that distract, you can block them out. Right? Temporarily. The way it is that those apps, they work in such a way that you can even set the app. Block me out for 7 hours in a day. Particularly if it's your productive hours, you can block yourself. So the thing now unblocks you, maybe now opens it by 7 o'clock. By then, you'll have done most of your productive things. You know, we can always help ourselves. Can we say amen? Amen. Nobody's saying amen with me. Amen. Finally, I wanted to say this. I would maybe add because of time. I'll have that this some other ones from next week. Faith is the vehicle of communion and ascension to God. All right? When Pastor Onesimus mentioned that, I just felt I needed to say that. Romans 10. Let's go to that Romans 10. Faith is a vehicle of communion and ascension to God. And in the New Testament, our ascension is not bodily. All right? Our ascension is the soul vis-a-vis the spirit that ascends. All right? It's not a physical bodily ascension. It is I call it an inward ascension, or what I call an inward journey. So your journey is inwardly. What did I say your journey is? Okay, so it's an inward ascension, meaning you are growing inside unto God. All right? And faith is that vehicle. Faith is the vehicle of communion. Now look at Romans 10. Start from verse 6. So why we need to incubate faith? Faith is very key. So I noticed that people that all fathers of faith had communion with God. You can't do faith. Even basic faith. All right? So I'm even thinking that we may even go back to faith again. Even initial faith. Because there's that basic faith thing is a vehicle for communion. Yes. So you need faith. Now look at it. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not what? In thy heart. Who shall what? Ascend into heaven. That's a question mark. That is to bring what? Christ down from above. Or who shall what? Descend into the deep. That is to bring up Christ again what? From the dead. Verse 8. But what saith it? Question mark. This is Paul. This is an apostle of communion. All right? The word is what? Nigh thee. So when Pastor Nisimo said that the God is nigh thee, actually, it is the word is nigh thee. The reason why I said that is that now, the Holy Spirit was put in you so that you can connect the word that is nigh thee. You can have the Holy Spirit inside you and not have communion. But the Holy Spirit is like the software for communion installed in you. But you now need the word to begin communion. Because this word is the revelation, is what brings you into knowing God. You need word. So the word is nigh thee, even where? In thy mouth. All right? And in thy heart. We'll look at this some other time. in thy mouth, in thy heart. All right? So you can actually say that some of those fathers of faith, they have some secrets of communion. In their mouth, in their heart. You know, because what the cycle of mouth and heart creates an environment of the spirit around you. What you say often has a way of recording in your heart. What is recorded in your heart has a way of being in your mouth. So it is a cycle. So what you say, that's why we are not above confession of the word. So what you say over time records inside you. And what is recorded inside you is what you will say spontaneously. Something that's been inside you. You understand? Imagine something happening to you all of a sudden. You just break out with a confession of faith that is a product of an imprint in your heart. So that's why they said word and heart. All right? Because that is what creates the system or culture of faith around you. So if you want to change your reality, you have to pay attention to what is in your heart and what is in your mouth. I don't know if I'm making any sense. All right? The word of faith which we preach. Please, quickly, let's rush through. So if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, the Lord Jesus, and what? Believe in thy heart that thou shalt be raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with thy heart, man believeth unto what? These things are deep. And with the mouth, confession is made unto. So you can say, believe in the heart, confessing with the mouth. All right? Believe in the heart, confessing in the mouth. Confessing with the mouth, believing in the heart. So it's a loop. It's a continuous loop. It's a loop of power. Paul is giving us a loop of power that creates an environment of faith around your soul. All right? For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that what? Call upon him. So how do you call upon him? When you call upon him, the word is nigh thee.
Yes, sir.
When you call upon him, the word is nigh thee. So how you really call upon him is to begin to what? Receive of his word. Now how do you receive of his word? Thank you. You can see I'm trying to show you a technology. So how do you access word? That's what he's saying. Thank you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He got that from Joel chapter 2. All right? How then shall you what? Call on him whom you have not believed? Question mark. And how shall you believe on him of whom you have not heard? Another question mark. And how shall you hear without a preacher? Then look at what he says. So you have to start from the back. I don't know why Paul writes this way. I know you like simple preachers, but why is Paul like this? This is a puzzle. Paul is giving us a technology in the spirit. He now says, how shall you preach except what? The ascent. So this is another thing. So you should not just hear preachers. Yes, sent ones. It's not just anybody, sir. This is serious. How shall they preach except they have been sent, as it is written? How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. He now talked about even what you should be sent with. Two doctrines. He talked about gospel of peace and bring glad tidings. Shall you see? Look at what Paul is saying. We'll have to sit down on this some other time. Now look at verse 16. I'm going to 17. But they have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by. Yeah. So it is faith that you need for communion. It's showing you how you access faith. So then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by what? The word of God. The word of God there is the sent word that is preached. So you can see. So faith is the strength of communion. So you have to keep hearing the word that is being preached to you to access what? Faith. So once you have faith, communion is strengthened. It becomes a daily thing. You need faith. Faith is a vehicle of communion. Without faith, they can't have any communion. It's just be an emotional thing. A lot of people that talk communion is emotion they are talking about. Because communion, listen, communion, the end of communion is union. It's union with the Lord. That's the end of communion. The Lord will grant us understanding. It's been a wonderful time in God's presence. I agree. Hallelujah. Can we stand to our feet and just welcome one or two people?
We hope you have been blessed through these words of life. You can get more messages on our website, www.thecitygatechurch.org. Stay blessed.